Welcome to The Mind Has No Firewall, Part 2. In today's small session, we will jump right in. We're dealing with the threat of mind control and psychotronic weapons. The threat of mind control and psychotronic weapons. The arrival of the 21st century saw the advent of a number of technologies that could only be imagined in the past. Mind control technology or psychotronic weapons is one of them. It is the use of electronic machines to send beams of energy or frequencies directly to people's brains and bodies through the air. The same method is used at times to brainwash people to believe certain information and no other information by making subtle suggestions to them via electronic beams or frequencies. Psychotronic weapons is the totality of all possible methods and means: technogenic, suggestive, pharmacological, paranormal, complexes, and others, of hidden forced influences on the psyche of a person for the purpose of modifying his consciousness. These things are for the purpose of modifying his consciousness, his behavior, and health. The technique helps to gain a certain level of control over a person's actions. This is not only dangerous, this is deadly. It has advanced significantly in the past few years with the development of new mind control weapons and experiments. Moreover, the term psychoterrorism was coined by the Russian writer N. Anisimov of the Moscow Anti-Psychotronic Center. According to him, psychotronic weapons are those that act to take away a part of information which is stored in a man's brain. It is then sent to a computer which reworks it to the level needed for those who need to control the man. And the modified information is then reinserted into the brain. These new mind control technologies have a major role in development of modern war art and its implications on future armed conflicts. Unlike any other weapons, it is very hard to catch the individual using these weapons to manipulate behavior or even end a life or many lives. The most alarming thing is that the victims are always confused with a mental illness and are treated the wrong way, as these weapons are used to create hallucinations, mutations of human body cells, sick health, zombification, and due to this, the victims sometimes face fatal death. The military application of neuroscience technology poses serious threats to the national and international security. Most of the research and experimentation in this field is conducted in the developed states like the United States, Russia, or China, which is definitely a danger sign for the other states. The first state to successfully use these dangerous weapons will have a control over the individuals of several other states and will have the power to manipulate them to achieve political aims or even use them like robots. The power to rule the entire world, control the entire nervous systems of several humans across the globe, will be possible for the first states that successfully use the psychotronic weapons. In order to gain the power and have an upper hand on the other states, several countries have shown interest in this mind control technology. Russia and the United States, both these states, are doing exhaustive research and experiments on this technology. It will disturb the balance of power stature of the emerging multipolar world. It will be difficult for other states to counter this because this technology is very sophisticated and goes beyond brainwashing. Furthermore, not only this, but the psychotronic weapons can also lead to the deliberate killing of a large group of people within the state that possesses the weapons. as explained in the Russian book, Psychotronic War, From Myths to Facts, by the author Igor Vinokurov and Georgi Gurtovoy, Georgi Gurtovoy. The successful construction of psychotronic weapons by totalitarian regimes may turn into psychotronic genocide of one's own nation. I'll say that again. Igor Vinokurov and Georgi Gurtovoy said, "The successful construction of psychotronic weapons by the totalitarian regime may turn into psychotronic genocide of one's own nation. Several experiments have been conducted, and the victims have reported that they feel as if they are being controlled and completely lose their senses. They have also complained of strange sensations, false feelings, hearing of voices, and internal organs aching, which the physicians failed to diagnose." One of the victims explained this by saying that they controlled my laughter, my thoughts, and caused pain in various parts of my body. The mortifying and traumatizing experiences of the victims illustrate the devastating effects of psychotronic generators and other weapons on the nervous system of the humans. So this is a technologized form of demonic manipulation and possession and oppression. The article goes on to say, "That confirms the fact that this technology can have catastrophic effects on the global security environment. These weapons pose the greatest security challenges because they have the tendency to increase in urgency with almost no warning time. And the perpetrators of the psychotronic attack cannot be caught. The psychotronic weapons will completely change the military and security dynamics of the world, as this is the remote control of human minds. And the mind has no firewall. Hence, the only thing that the states can do to counter these dangerous weapons is to focus on developing new and better combat systems, because these weapons, once used, will completely change the current security and deterrence dynamics." So, ladies and gentlemen, there you have it. Another small excerpt dealing with psychotronic warfare and electromagnetic manipulation of the central nervous system and remote hacking of the brain and the energetic systems of the body. It can be done, it has been done, and it will be done. Even Yeshua talks about in Matityahu, Matthew chapter 24, the emergence of great deception on the earth. He also makes psychoanalytical references to the fact that the hearts of mankind will begin to fail them because of what they see coming upon or manifesting upon the earth. This is making reference to alien stylized technologies, plagues, famines, earthquakes in diverse places, anomalies with the ocean, cosmic anomalies, the energetic architecture of the earth will be rearranged and disturbed. The electromagnetosphere of the earth will be disturbed and disequilibrated, causing and wreaking havoc all over the entire earth. All this can be found made reference to in Matthew chapter 24, Mark chapter 13, and Luke chapter 21, Isaiah chapter 24, and the book of Revelation. We will dive deeper into this subject matter in our next session. But for today, this concludes this small excerpt. Till next time, Shalom Aleichem.